This was not the first planned community movement in America. The 19th century saw the development of many communal utopias where all property was shared by the residents and the community was self-sufficient. These were most often formed by groups with a common religious belief, such as the Amana colonies in Iowa or the Shaker movement in the Midwest. This, along with the socialist movements in Europe, created doubts among some members of Congress. They had concerns about the involvement of the federal government in creating planned communities. Despite reservations, the government acted swiftly, and within 2 months, the Division of Subsistence Homesteads acted, purchasing a 1,200-acre farm from Richard M. Arthur for the sum of $35,000. This area of land was identified by Bushrod Grimes, a key figure in the development of Arthurdale. Grimes was an agricultural extension agent with West Virginia University and had been working with the struggling population through a subsistence garden program. With the needed property purchased, plans were quickly drawn up for the Reedsville Experimental Community, which later would become known as Arthurdale. On October 12, 1933, Harold Ickes, Secretary of the Interior, made the first public announcement that a farm had been purchased to create a homestead demonstration project. Each of the families selected for the project would receive a home and 2 to 4 acres for farming. Homes would cost about $2,000 each, and the community was to be self-governing. A factory to produce equipment for the post office would provide supplementary income for the community members. Ickes, who was also serving as the director of the Public Works Administration, was a strong supporter of the homestead program.
Many billions of dollars could properly be spent in the United States on permanent improvements. Such spending would not only help us out of the Depression, it would do much for the health, well-being, and prosperity of the people. I refuse to believe that providing an adequate water supply for a municipality or putting in a sewage system is a wasteful expenditure of money. Any money spent in such fashion as to make our people healthier and happier human beings is not only a good social investment, it is sound from a strictly financial point of view. I can think of no better investment, for instance, than money paid out to provide education and to safeguard the health of the people. Harold Ickes, Secretary of the Interior.